上个礼拜我们在白石聚集啊，大家可能大部分都去了是吧？
我去了，就安娜没去。
哈哈哈哈，
错过美好的事。
感谢主，就是说在这个那一天前面呢，有好多人遭受灵里面的攻击。嗯，就是说我和师母呢都做噩梦，那个主人呢，当时就是他做噩梦啊，到一个程度，就是说因为他家有拜偶像的人，他甚至不想开放他的家庭，因为攻击他非常厉害，因为他本身有这个病。我们有一天去祷告呢，他刚受到被医治，所以他开放他的家庭，但是呢攻击很厉害。那个陈牧师呢，他的先生开车进去的时候把他的儿子的车撞，所以他来得很晚。那越是这种情况呢，大家知道有一点非常重要，就是说神这一天非常重要，对吧？
还有
Alistair
和他妈妈走
个
半路回家。
哦，Alistair和他的母亲，他本来要第一次带他的母亲来教会，但是走到半路回家了。就 something happened， 我不知道什么细节，他没告诉我，就是一些不愉快的事情或者是不好的事情。所以呢，这些事我们为什么要来聚会，要守望，要祷告？好多时候不能跟着我们的肉体走。当然我要安慰 Alex， 我说你，我们拥有你，也没有失去什么。但是呢，我和师母起来，我们就知道灵里面今天神要做大事。那一到那个家呢，我们早一些去的，九点半到以后，那主任就说赶紧说对我祷告，就回到他那个，他有个电影电影室，就是现在就祷告，就是愿神来给他信心力量。所以呢，越是这样的情况，越是仇敌攻击你呢，你要怎么样？绑道而行。不要说哎呀，今天我就软弱了，就在家里吧，那就是仇敌要你做的事情。
嗯，
对，仇敌要你今天不去领受的恩典。我们有一个姐妹，老姐妹，那时候我们开小组的时候常常在一起，在2000几年啊，她的信心非常大。有一次参加一个重要的聚会，在半道里面出了车祸，他的车整个就不能动了，不能动。他说：“哦，仇敌阻止我要去这个教会。”他帮电话一打，把车扔在那边，继续坐一个 taxi 去参加聚会。他说：“因为仇敌不让我去，一定要去。”就是我们要训练这样的信心，在以后的日子里面，就是知道仇敌在做什么，哎，不要随着我们的肉体来做。那在以后的日子里面呢，弟兄姐妹要越来越清楚的要知道，就是我们跟随圣灵是多么的重要。那讲到跟随圣灵呢，不是一个给空气讲话，好像一个灵带，就是神的话呢，就是活了，活在我们的里面。圣灵一定是根据他的话来做事情。首先这个灵来的时候呢，他把我们的肉体啊就用火来洗礼，就烧掉了。我们肉体的东西，那些情欲啊、亚当来的东西都要烧掉。那在基督的身体里面有一个错误的感觉，是跟随圣灵，就是跟随我自己的感觉，这是完全错误的。圣灵不是我们的感觉，圣灵是神的灵，是我们的感觉要放下啊，我们要以神为中心，要敬畏神。那这个跟随圣灵呢，再强调也不为过。为什么呢？大家知道现在中东的战争对吧？这个以色列和这个哈马斯的战争升级到一个程度呢，伊朗最近说要出手。那大家要知道以色列的情况呢，就是一个世界圣经的一个时间表。以色列发生什么东西呢？就是我们这个世代呢走到什么时候了。那如果伊朗攻击以色列呢，这个世界又进入另外一个变局了，大变局。在这个十多年前，这个先知 John Paul Jackson 他在一线里面看到，他说将来伊朗会攻击以色列，但是呢以色列会先下手为强，当然还有其他的东西。但是这些事情发生的时候呢，世界就进入另外一个变局。那我们呢非常非常重要的就是我们要跟随圣灵，或者说跟随我们的主耶稣，这是非常重要的。 就时时刻刻都要来跟随，要训练我们自己。现在包括周三的这个祷告会啊，我们都是训练我们来跟随圣灵，不能跟随自己的肉体。说今天高兴我就这样做，明天不高兴我就那样做，这是完全完全要不得的东西。在以后的日子里，那不仅仅是以后的日子里面，就是我们一定要在苦难里面呢，不管以后有什么样的苦难，我们将来的目标是一定要见着神的面，这是非常重要的。因为圣经上讲呢，将来有好多的基督徒所见不到神的面的，这是清楚的写在圣经里面。不管你吃的是什么样的神学的观点啊，你如果读马太福音23、24、25、26的时候，清楚的知道将来好多神的仆人都进不了神的国，进不了神的国啊。那启示录也讲得很清楚，将来什么撒谎的、放奸淫的啊、拜偶像的都进不了神的国。那好多人，就包括我们前天讲的一个比喻，比喻里面讲的就是说，这个王预备了宴席，对吧？预备了宴席呢，邀请的人不来，最后就到处去招人来，就是恩典来了。来了呢，有一个人没穿什么礼服，哼，就把他扔出去了。那既然是恩典，为什么这个人没穿礼服就扔出去了？就是有的人呢，神还是有要求的，弟兄姐妹啊，神有一些要求，对我们的基督徒的生命是要有要求。但是这个要求呢，不是凭着我们自己，也不是因为我们多好多坏，也不是因为我们多么的精神，不是因为惧怕，而是因着信心。惧怕没有任何的好处。大家记着没有？有一个比喻，耶稣讲的呢，就是把一个原主呢，把一个这个富人啊，把这个钱呢就托付给三个仆人，一个多少两银子，另一个5000两银子，另一个1000两银子，对不对？最后做生意什么呀？一个就又赚了2倍的，啊，这个。是我也忘记是多少两啊，就说5000的赚了5000，2000的赚了2000，1000的做了什么？埋到地里面。埋到地里面是为什么？因着什么？惧怕。就是有惧怕，让我们不会成为好的基督徒。千万不要认为说，哦，就战战兢兢的啊，我要保守我这一点东西，我就做一个好的。No， 我们一定要活在信心里面。活在圣灵里面，要明白神的心意。神的心意呢，是要你去赚更多，对吧？所以呢，我们今天就说，以后的日子里面呢，我们跟随圣灵，圣灵呢，那个力量也会加给我们，所有的 resource 都会给我们，所有的这个资源都会给我们，这是非常非常重要。那圣经里面讲呢，在加拉太书和罗马书第八章讲的，就是说，那跟随圣灵的。被圣灵引导的就是什么？神的儿子。怎么样？什么叫神的儿子？跟随圣灵的就是神的儿子，这是圣经讲的。我们跟随圣灵非常非常的重要。上次呢，我们讲到就说一些跟随圣灵的时候呢，圣灵会把一些恩赐赐给我，啊，有好多的恩赐会赐给我。有一些恩赐呢，是我们天然人也会有的恩赐。那圣经里面呢，叫做应着恩典呢。我们如果有个感恩的心，也知道这些恩赐都是从神来的，不要因为是从自己来的啊，这也是很重要。但是有一些恩赐呢，特别就是从圣灵来的，啊，这是格林多前书12章讲的恩赐，在以弗所说呢讲到这个第三章讲到这个五重执事，执事呢是神要按立在教会里面，就是说给他一个职奉，是教会属于这个带领的阶层。使徒先知传福音的牧师教师，这也属于恩赐。恩赐这个词呢，原来的意思就是一个 gift， 就是一个礼物啊。我们也知道这就是神给我们的礼物。那礼物呢是怎么样？就是要懂得去接受它，懂得去接受它，这是非常重要。那在我们今天呢，就是说特别的还是要讲这个圣灵。我们到这个约翰福音第7章，那第七章呢，是耶稣去参加这个祝棚节。那祝棚节呢，是犹太人三大节气之一。犹太人有三个重要的节气，一个是逾越节，另一个是五旬节，第三个呢是祝棚节，还有很多其他的节日。但是这三个大节日呢，犹太人是必须要参加，一定要参加，是非常重要的节日啊， 逾越节大家知道啊，就是代表这个摩西当时带领以色列人出埃及的时候呢，就让羔羊的血涂在门框上面。那灭命的天使来的时候呢，一跃而过，这个代表着耶稣的这个宝血遮盖我们，救赎我们。逾越节。Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
We're waiting for God to call. It's very late for the bus.
Welcome.
Welcome.
那五旬节呢？大家记得五旬节啊，圣灵第一次在教会里面呢，在五旬节的时候降临。
Remember, Pentecost when the Holy Ghost first came to church.
那这个祝棚节呢，在犹太人的节气里面是一个很长的节日，它要过一个星期。
So for the festival of Tabernacle, it lasts for a week, so it's quite a long festival.
那这个地方讲的呢是祝棚节。
So here it talks about the festival of Tabernacles.
那我们看看，在这个地方呢，耶稣就站起来，就大声的就讲了一段话。
So here you see that Jesus rise up.And he spoke loudly about something.
那我们读一下，一节一节来读。三十七节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣仗着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
So on the last and the greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink."
信我的人，就如经上所说。从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow through from within them.
三十九节，耶稣这话指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
So the last verse said the spirit is 这个最后一节说呢，就是圣灵啊，圣灵当时还没有赐下，为什么没有赐下来呢？耶稣还没得着荣耀。
So here says that Holy Spirit hasn't come down yet because Jesus hasn't been glorified.
那耶稣还没得着荣耀是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean when Jesus haven't been glorified?
那时候他还没有上十字架。
Meaning that he hasn't been to the cross yet.
他也没有复活
and he haven't resurrected yet.
他也没有升天
he haven't rise up to the heaven yet.
所以他的定死复活升天呢，这个就不断的这个三个就是在得荣耀，是他得荣耀的时候。
So being crucified and resurrected and rise up to the heaven, meaning that the whole process he will be glorified.
他得了荣耀以后呢，他把什么圣灵就赐下。
So after he has been glorified, he sent down the Holy Spirit.
那为什么耶稣这里站着要大声喊呢
？So how come he has to stand up there and shout in a very loud voice?
在这个地方，这个高声说啊，就是说是，原文的意思就是说大声的在叫，呼喊。
So in the original text, meaning that he was shouting in a very, very loud voice.
那个词用在什么地方呢？就是说你很太重要、太重要，或者是太可怕的惊吓要临到的时候，你就用那个词。
So that word usually people will use that word when something terrifying is going to happen, and you have to shout it out in a very, very loud voice.
那个使徒约翰在旷野里面讲天国近了你们应当悔改就是用那个词
So John the Baptist when he shout in the desert place says, when he says the kingdom is near you have to come and repent so it's the same word that it was used when he was shouting
cry out
yeah, crying out yeah that's the word
那个耶稣赶鬼的时候鬼要从里面出来的时候神的儿子不要让我们也用那个词。
So, same as when the devil inside, you know, the devil, so Jesus was casting out demons.
Cry out.
And the demon was crying out, Jesus, what do you have to do with us? So the same word, crying out.
所以这个 cry out 不是一般的说，像我这样小声跟他讲讲。
So when Jesus hears us, he was crying out, not just saying in a very low voice, but it's a very loud voice.
就是说非常非常的重要非常的严肃
meaning that it was very serious it's something that you have to take you know, serious about
那为什么这么严肃呢
？So why do you have so serious about this？
因为这个祝棚节啊，其实是庆祝这个丰收的一个节日。
So the first festival of Tabernacle is a festival that celebrates the harvest。
所以你如果回到利未记里面二十三章去看的时候，他就说让你把所有当时这个出熟的果子啊都献上。
So when you go back to Leviticus the 23, you will see that during the festival they will have to gather all their crops and then give all of them to the Lord.
所有的祭都带来，火祭啊，这个祭那个祭都带来。
And then they will come bring all the sacrifices, you know, the burnt offering, the sacrifices, everything.
而且说从你的这个丰收的。这个食品水果里面呢，所有最好的 choice fruit 带来。
And also from all your harvest, you have to bring the finest, the choice fruits.
带来做什么呢
？Why do you have to do that? For what?
他说你们要欢乐，要庆祝。
It says that you have to be rejoice, you have to be happy.
讲到这些节日里面，庆祝的气息最大的就是祝棚节。
So out of all the festival, the most happiest one that you could have is the festival of Tabernacle.
这个祝棚节呢，就是说，就是一个喜庆，非常喜，因为丰收了，赐给了这么多的好东西，对吧
？Because it's the harvest, and God has given you all the blessing. That's why you have to come and rejoice.
有点像今天西方过的这个感恩节。
So very similar to nowadays what we call Thanksgiving.
他们有七天，第一天呢是安息日。
So it lasts for 7 days.So the first day is a day of rest.
第八天也是安息日。
And then same as the eighth day is day of Sabbath. As the Sabbath.
那这个末节期的末日就是最大之日，他们就说这个越来越就进入高峰了。
So the very last day of the festival, meaning that is the climax of the festival.
就是大家非常非常的喜庆。
So everybody was like very happy and rejoicing.
但是呢，这个时候耶稣就大声喊。
However, Jesus came up and cried out.
为什么呢？人为这些地上看得见的东西在喜庆。
Why? Because people were only rejoicing over the things that they see with their physical eyes.
但是呢，主耶稣的眼睛在哪里？你们更重要的是为你们得到圣灵要来喜庆。
However, the focus for Jesus is that we have to be rejoiced on the things that we get from the Spirit.
你知道那个节日里面呢，人就纪念两个事情，一个事情呢就是他们的丰收。
So during the festival, people like celebrate two things. One is the harvest.
因为神给他们在这个流奶与蜜之地呢，就是好，就是好多的出产。
Because God gave them all the harvest from the land of milk and honey.
那另外呢，庆祝另一件事情呢，是庆祝他们在旷野里面住在帐篷里面。
And the second thing they celebrate about is that during the desert times, they live in the tabernacles, in the tents.
那时候呢，就纪念他们神给他们赐天上的玛拿给他们吃。
So they were remembering God when God sent them the manna.
那今天他们到了有蓝玉米之地，可以来盖房子，可以来种地，但是在旷野里面能不能盖房子？
So now they are in the promised land, they can start building houses. But do you think they could build house while they were in the desert?
所以神为什么要让他们记得他们住那个帐篷的日子呢
？So how come God want to remind them of the times when they have to live in the tents?
就是让他们记得那是神在不断的在供给他们。
So that God will continue to remind them that God is the constant provider.
你知道人好多时候有一种倾向，当神给他好多好东西的时候啊，他就喜欢那些好东西，他就忘记神了。
So there's a tendency that when God continue to give a person good things, and his heart starts drifting to the things that he receives.
完了以后呢，就是说就忘记这是谁给他的。
And then he slowly forgets who is the provider.
那越来越呢，你就发现人就开始忙碌于神给他们的东西，最后呢。根本就忘记神了。
So you will see that people start to get busy about the thing that they receive from the Lord, and then slowly they forget about God.
那最后呢，就是他说，哎，没有神，我们照样可以有丰收啊。
And then later he will realize, he will think that, oh, without God, we can still have the harvest.
所以呢，我们可以把复活节改成个别的节。
So we probably can change the Easter into something else.
就像这个拜登在最近复活节，他说这个复活节要变成这个变性人日。
So just like what Joe Biden has suggested, maybe we should change the Easter into a day for the transgenders.
Mm.
This is what he did,
yeah,
really did.
Yeah, yeah.
那因为神给美国的这种丰富丰盛以后呢，最后人他就觉得这是我的。
So because God has provided all this abundance to the states, to people, and then they think that, oh, this is all these are mine.
那其实神要让庆祝复活节，这个祝棚节，以色列人就是你要记得今天的丰收，你要不要忘记你过去住在帐篷里面游来荡去。我给你吃玛拿的日子。
So God want them from the want the festival tabernacle to remind them. Now even though you have all the harvest, but remember the days while you are still in the tent when God provide you all of these things.
那时候他们没有家，是住在帐篷里面，就是临时的。
So they don't have a permanent homes. So living in the tent is just temporary.
他们也不能耕种。
They cannot go and plant.
神给他们四十年是天上来的玛拿。
For 40 years, they receive manna from the heaven.
所以神要他们纪念，这是神在供给他们。
So God want them to remember that all of these things were provided by Him.
但是在那个庆祝的时候呢，个人可能有个人的一个心态。
So, however, during the celebrating times, everyone has, you know, their own thoughts.
大家知道，就是十月七号，这个哈马斯进到这个去攻击以色列的时候，他们也在过一个节日，对吧
？So remember during Hamas when in October, back in October when they first attacked Israel, they were also celebrating, right?
好像就是祝棚节还是什么节，我不太清楚。
I wasn't sure, but probably it's also the festival tabernacles.
但是很多时候，我们把这个。节日的意义就忘记了。
So a lot of times we forget the meaning of a festival.
那所以主耶稣为什么要大声的叫呢
？So why Jesus has to come and shout in a very loud voice?
一方面要知道就是当时的犹太人的状况，他们在等候他们的救世主，就是弥赛亚。
So during that time they are waiting for their Messiah.
而且他们呢，前面面临的是什么东西呢？就是很快，在耶稣的时代，就是后面几十年，他们耶路撒冷就会被毁灭。
And then they are also facing a period when after 10-20 years after Jesus died, Jerusalem was destroyed again.
而且呢，很快他们就被犹太人又就封杀到全世界，失去了自己的家园。
And soon after, the Israelites lost their hometowns, and then they were scattered around the world.
所以耶稣多次在耶路撒冷说：“耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，我要聚集你，像母鸡聚集小鸡一样，把你聚集在翅膀下。”但是你不愿意。
That's why Jesus, for a few times, he mentioned that, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I want to gather you as a hen gathers the chicks. However, you do not want my protection.
当主耶稣看到这些事情的时候，看到人心里面的状况的时候呢？非常非常的着急。
So when Jesus see all these things and see the condition of people's heart, he was worried.
你知道那个时候，那些人大部分人犹太人是不认识耶稣是谁的。
So most of the people in Israel do not recognize Jesus.
另外一些他们认为最虔诚的一族就是法利赛人呢，他们还想办法要把耶稣要钉死。
And then the most religious people, the Pharisees, want to put Jesus on the cross.
还有一部分人呢，就是叫奉瑞党的人。奉瑞党的人呢，就是准备要起义，推翻罗马政府。
And then the other group of people, 奉瑞党是什么？
The zealots.
The zealots. They want to do a coup, some kind of coup to, you know, overturn the government.
Rome. Yeah.
The Rome. Yeah.
Because they were colonized. 他们当时是殖民地。
Yeah. Because yeah.
但是呢，耶稣看到这一切的时候呢。就说你，我像母鸡聚集你们，要在我的翅膀下，但是你们不愿意。
So that's why when Jesus see all of this, he told them that I want to gather you as a hen gathers the chicks. However, you do not want me to do that.
就是今天也是一样，耶稣一直在要把这个基督徒啊，甚至全世界的人聚集在他的翅膀下，就是要来保护他们。
Even now, today, Jesus is doing the same thing. He want to gather us as a Christian, and not just us as a Christian, but people in the world. He want to gather them under his wings.
但是那时候，耶稣讲得很清楚，他说：“你们却不愿意。”
But Jesus clearly said that, however, you do not want to do that.
甚至那时候他为耶路撒冷哀哭。
To the point that he has to cry, he cries for Jerusalem.
他说：“你们不愿意进来，直到那一日，这个会变为荒场，一块石头都不落在另一块石头上。”
He cried to the point that he said that you are not willing to until the day that when Jerusalem will become a rubble and not even one stone will be upon another stone.
就是这一切看得见的东西呢，跟我们看不见的，我们属灵的状况是非常有关系。
So the things that we see and the things, the spiritual things we do not see are, you know, very different.
我们是不是受保护？我们的国家能不能立得住？或者我们的家能不能立得住？都在于神，我们跟神的关系。
So whether you are under his protection, whether your country or your family will stand, it all depends on your relationship with him.
但是好多时候我们在享受神给我们供给的一切的祝福的时候，我们就忘记了源头。
However, when we're enjoying all these resources that he has given us, we forget the source of the blessings.
所以主耶稣这里讲呢，人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
That's why he says, when you are anyone who is thirsty, you can come to me.
那信我的人呢，就如经上所说，要在他的腹中要流出活水的江河。
Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, river of living water will flow from within them.
也就是说，你们要到我这里，先要得生命。
Meaning that come to me first and get life from me first.
那先要有生命，其他的东西才有，才算数。
So you have to first get the true life from me, and then everything else can flow.
没有生命的话，其他的东西都不算数。
So without a life, you will get nothing. Like everything else will count as nothing.
所以有一个传道人讲得很好，他说世界上的人说呢，你是一个愚笨的人。
So that's one preacher said, people in the world think you are stupid.
因为他当时这个人我忘记了叫什么名字，可能是 Eric Little， 就是他放下了一切呢，就到这个很边缘的地方去传福音。
So this person Eric Little, I wasn't sure about the name. So he laid down everything and he went to a very remote place.
因为他当时对不起，有些记不清楚，他是很有名的一个人。
So he's quite famous.
好多人说他是一个笨蛋。
And a lot of people think he's mad, he's stupid.
他就说了一句话。
And this is what he said.
他说我放下我不能持有的东西，我要得到我不能失去的东西。我不是一个愚蠢的人。
He said, I am not stupid. I'm laying down for the things that I cannot hold on to gain the things that could last forever. That I cannot lose.
对，他说、yes. I'm not a fool.When I give up the things I cannot keep and keep the things I cannot lose. 就他不是一个愚蠢的人。
So he's not a fool.
那今天的话呢，所以耶稣来就说，你们先要得着生命。
So that's why Jesus came and said, you first, you have to get the life from me.
你先要来信我。
Come and believe in me.
当这个圣灵在你的里面像活水流出来的时候呢，生命的江河流出来的时候，其他的东西那不是一个问题，对神来说。
So once the living water flows out of you, that everything else should come naturally, should not be a problem.
所以今天对于基督徒来讲呢，就是圣灵是非常非常重要的。
So to Christians, Holy Spirit is very important.
那当然，你说所有的教会都在讲圣灵，没有一个说三位一体教会不讲圣灵。
So all of the churches are talking about Holy Spirit, so like all of us.Do talk about Holy Spirit.
但是耶稣，所有的人都在讲耶稣，信耶稣，是不是
？And everyone is talking about believing in Jesus. Is that right?
就是所有的教会，他都肯定是讲信耶稣的嘛，对吧
？Of course, all the churches are talking about believing in Jesus.
但是怎么信法，那是很重要。
But how do you believe is crucial. It's an important question.
前一段时间有一个教会啊，他们庆祝，因为他们让同性恋的人在那里面表演。
So a while ago, a church was celebrating because they were inviting the homosexuals to come and, you know, perform. Oh, so they're celebrating homosexuality. They are celebrating homosexuality in the church.
So 你怎么信法这是很重要的。
So how do you believe? That is the question.
那你是不是信他讲的话，对不对？
Do you believe the words that he said?
所以这是很重要的事情。你说，我信一个人，我信安娜，但是他讲的话都不信的，我信的别人，但是信他吗？
So if you say I believe in Anna, but I do not believe the things that she said, is that the true belief?
所以在于我们信这个圣经有多少。
So that it really depends how much we believe in our Bible.
所以我们讲到信耶稣的话，对他的定死，对他的复活，我们信到什么程度？
So how much do you believe in his crucifixion and in his resurrection?
我们讲到这个圣灵，就是说我们向圣灵开放到什么程度。
So when we talk about Holy Spirit, it depends on how much are we open to the Holy Spirit.
那我们信那么一点点。
We can believe in this much.
就说，哎，我信耶稣为我死了。
I believe Jesus has died for me.
哎，也是他也复活了。
And he has resurrected.
但是其他的呢？
What about everything else?
但是还有你真信到什么程度呢？
And how much do you truly believe?
所以这就是神要让我们不断不断的来长进的地方，就是我们一定要来常常的求信心，让那个信心在我里面满满的。
So that's why it's a room for us to grow.In the Holy Spirit, and so that our faith can, you know, continue to grow.
对圣灵也是一样，我们要全方位的来开放。
Same as to the Holy Spirit, we have to open up totally to the Holy Spirit.
那在以后的日子里面，我刚才讲的很困难的日子，我们好多地方，你的金钱怎么样赚钱，要不要向圣来开放
？So in the days that.Going to come. So, are you going to open about your financial areas? Like, how are you going to make money? Do you open that to the Holy Spirit?
不要认为今天你富有就是一个祝福。
So, do not think today you are rich is a blessing.
很可能你如果不在主里面追寻的，很可能变为你的一个咒诅。
So, if you are not in the Lord, and this blessing can be a curse.
要非常非常的清楚，就是说，所以圣灵多么的重要，就是耶稣非常着急，就是说，你必须要来跟随圣灵，必须要有圣灵在你的里面。
So that's why the Holy Spirit is worried because we have to pursue Him earnestly.
就是我们对神的话语，就是说，我们信到什么程度，我们愿意 practice 到什么程度。
So how much do you believe in His words? Like, do you want to practice what He says?
所以这就是神要我们呢，就是说要全方位的来开放。
That's why we need to open up like on the full dimensions.
所以这不断的我们要来求信心。
So we have to continue to ask for faith.
记得在多年前，有一帮人，我们西洋教会的去巴格达，他们那个教会复兴啊，就去学习。
So many years ago, that Church of Zion sent a group of people to a church in Baghdad.
巴格达。In Colombia.
In Colombia.、Yeah.
因为他们一个教会复兴啊，就一个教会就几十万人。
So because there was a revival in the church, so the church has tens and twenties and thousands of people.
It's hundreds.
Hundreds thousands of people.、Yeah.
完了以后，他们的小组就几万个小组，几万个小组长。
So they have tens and twenty thousands of little small
group leaders,
small groups.
他们的小组长没有一个是离婚的。
And then all their group leaders, none of them, have divorced. So they have good families.
Because they follow the word of God.
因为他们遵循神的那个话语。
The Spirit just blessed them. 是圣灵就是祝福他们。
Yeah, the Spirit blessed them.
那其中去的人呢，就觉得很惊奇。有一个大学生，一个女孩子。他带200多个小组。
So one of the
你们可能没听说过，带200多个小组。
University student, a girl, she led over 200 groups.
他不是200个弟兄姐妹，是200个小组。
Not just 200 brothers and sisters, you know, 200 groups of people.
我们加拿大的人就问他，那你怎么做的？
And then people from Canada, you know, asked her, like, how did you do it?
他说，你们加拿大人东西太多了。
She said that, oh, you Canadians are too, you know, you have too complicated, you have too much stuff.
You have too much stuff. 你依赖很多的东西。
You are depending on a lot of things.
我们什么也没有，只有依赖主。
We have nothing. The only thing we can depend on is our Lord.
其实主耶稣大声叫的目的不是说我们要把这些东西 literally 都扔掉。
So the Jesus does not want us to give up like everything that we have, you know.
但是我们的心必须要完全的归向他。
However, our heart has to come, like totally return to Him.
或者说，我们的心也要完全的受割礼，要把这些东西要扔掉。
Meaning that our heart has to get through the circumcisions, so that we can like cast out all these burdens. You know, this.
我们的心要跟这些东西，它不能成为我们的偶像。
So all the things cannot be our idols.
因为当时的犹太人这样一个情况，庆祝这些丰收的时候，这些东西都会成为他们的偶像。
Because when the Jewish people celebrating the festival of Tabernacle, all this harvest become their idols.
就像今天的这个美国一样。
Just like nowadays America.
神祝福他们在科技方面各方面。
So God has blessed them, you know, on the scientific fields and everything.
今天他们来依靠这些技术，这些军事的技术。
So now they come and rely on their own, you know, the technology.
If you don't listen, see my missiles and go to your house to find you yourself.
你不听我的，我的那个火箭就追着你去到你家。
The precision is 1 meter.
它的那个就是准确度，就是可以在一米之内。
Iranians get scared.
那个伊朗人就很害怕呀。
American got so proud.
美国人就非常的骄傲。
So who you depend on?
那你要依靠的是谁呢？
I remember many years ago, John Paul Jackson prophesied about what happens to America.
那很多年前呢，这个 John Paul Jackson 呢，就给美国呢发了一些预言。
He saw the glory of God.Slowly, unwillingly left America.
他就看到神的这个荣耀呢，就是慢慢的，而且是不情愿的离开了美国。
因为他们不愿意转向神。
Because they do not want to return to the Lord.
但神的荣耀离开的时候呢，就什么事情都要发生。
When the Lord's glory return, so things will start happen.
因为你神的保护就离开。
Because God's protection is going away.
神的保护离开呢，谁来了？
So if the God's protection is going away, who is going to come?
撒旦为所欲为。
Satan is going to come and he's going to do what he wants.
The Republicans, Democrats, they are going, 他们会变成敌人。
So 那些就是共和党。Yeah, they will become enemies.
你不需要中国，不需要苏联来瓦解你。
You do not need China or Russia to, you know, destroy U.S.
这个黑暗里面的权势就把你瓦解了。
So the darkness, the power from the darkness can destroy you internally.
所以耶稣非常清楚，就说你们今天庆祝祝棚节，哎呦，这么多的丰收啊 ，choice fruit, 7 days.
So Jesus is seeing that they are celebrating, you know, like all this harvest that they have, you know.
But 你真正需要的是圣灵而来的生命。
However, the true thing, the only thing that you need is the life from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来在住在我们里面，他让我们在这个困难里面，我们继续能够去爱。
So Holy Spirit living us.Even though we are in, you know, that difficulties, we can still continue to love.
你可能你的房子都没了，
maybe,
可能你的金钱都没了。
Maybe you lost all your houses or all your money.
或者你的健康都没了。
Or even your health.
但是呢，里面的爱，里面的生命，是更加的旺盛。
However, the love that is in you the Holy Spirit that's in you is even more abundant.
我们在加拿大，我们在北美呢，常常会谈到，就是神在各方面看得见的层面祝福我们，这是很好的。
So in Canada, in the North America, we talk a lot about the things that God has blessed us on the physical level, which is good.
在将来的日子里面呢，大家要做好准备，当这些一切失去的时候，你怎么样来跟随主？
And then please be prepared that when one day when all of these things are going away, you like what are you going to do? You have to be prepared in advance.
那真正的生命不在于这些东西。
So true life do not depend on these things.
而且我们也要必须做好准备，面对将来的所有的一切。
And we have to be prepared, for the future, the things that are going to come.
但是要知道，神会把生命一个旺盛的生命在我们的里面。
But you have to know that God is going to give this abundant, like lively life that in us.
那曾经有一个人就是做见证，他在泰国呢看到一对宣教士的夫妇带着好几个孩子。
So there was a testimony about a person who saw in Thailand a couple bringing their children.
Missionary.
Missionary.
就讲到什么叫做生命。
So he talked about what is true life.
他们其实什么也没有。
So this missionary couple, they have nothing.
他们吃饭的时候呢，就把那个纸箱子啊倒着扣过来，三四个纸箱子放在那里，大家就坐在旁边，把碗放在上面，锅放就吃饭。
So during the meal time, they will put you know like empty boxes on the floor.And then they will sit around the boxes, and then you know have their place ready.
那这个客人呢，跟着参加，但是他说从来没有经历过，好像这样的丰盛，这样的喜乐。
So the guest come and sit with them, and then this guest said he has never experienced this kind of abundance, this kind of joy.
当他们这样什么也没有的吃完饭以后，吃的也很粗糙，大家就去服侍主。
So even though they don't have much on the plate, but after they finish their meal, they start doing their work for the God, for the Lord.
看起来他们什么都没有，但是他们不断的给，不断的给。
It seems on the physical level that they have nothing. However, they continue to give and to give.
那这就叫做丰盛的生命。
So this is called abundant life.
因为源头是从什么来的？
Because the source is from the Lord.
当我们真正的跟神连接的时候，东西不断的来，不断的去。
So when we truly connected to the Lord, so things will continue to come and we will continue to give.
就是真正的生命是什么？
So what is the true life?
真正的富足是什么？
What is the true abundance?
就说将来在我们要做好准备，就是我们可能看得见的东西都没了。
So we have to be prepared. So probably one day the things that we will see with our eyes will be gone.
那都有你是不是继续在跟随圣灵，跟随主
？So are you continue your journey with the Lord, with the Holy
Spirit? 跟随主的时候，主不但能够给你今天的需用，而且让你成为一个祝福的管道。
If you continue to follow Him, not only He will provide you with your daily needs, He will lead you to the end.
就是有时候我们看到一些基督徒的生命，真是非常的激励我们。
So a lot of times when we see some Christian's life, it really encourages us.
有时候讲这种例子可能很多，还是要讲一个。
So I have shared many examples before, but I still have to share this one.
在二十年前，神学院有一个同学，就很特别，中国来的一个同学，女同学。
So 20 years ago, I have a classmate from China in our Bible school.
这个女同学的信心非常大。
So this girl has a great faith in her.
那其实她出生的时候呢，就是一个奇迹。
So even her birth was a miracle.
因为她母亲已经结扎了，后来她就怀上。
Because her mom was fixed, however she was conceived.
那所以就说夫妻俩说这是神给的，把她献给神。她的名字就是给她取了个名字，就是服侍神的意思。
So because they think this is from the Lord, so they gave this girl a name that, you know, meaning that to serve the Lord.
但是呢，她就不喜欢她的名字，她说我就是不要服侍神。
But however, she didn't like her name because she said, I don't want to serve the Lord.
所以她年轻时候就很放胖。
So she was very rebellious.
但是呢，她二十三四岁的时候跟我们一起来读神学，她已经准备要服侍主。
However, when she turned 23 and she was there with us to learn from the Bible school, she was ready to serve the Lord.
你知道神有办法把她领回来。
So you know God has a way to bring her around.
她那很特别，就是因为当时她中国来的这个学生呢，她一无所有，到我加拿大来学习，没钱，什么也没有。
So she is very special because she came all the way from China and she has nothing when she landed in Canada.
那我们同学里面呢，有的人是很富有的，她原来就是在香港有很好的工作。又放下来，神呼召他来读神学。
And then among our classmates, some of them are very rich. Some have worked in Hong Kong and has all these resources and came to Canada.
我们其中有个弟兄呢，就是他就常常来供给这个姐妹。
So there's a brother who continued to support the sister, this girl.
但是呢，他有时候很生气，因为这个姐妹用钱的方式呢，是他不喜欢的方式。
However, he wasn't happy about the way that she spends her money.
为什么呢？他一见穷人这个女孩子，他就把钱全给他们。
Because every time the girl sees a poor person, she just give away all their her money.
他是不是一点点？他全给。
Not just a little bit, but she gives all.
这个弟兄为什么生气呢？你全给，是不是就我的全给你啊？
So the brother wasn't happy about it because now you give all away doesn't mean I have to give you all my money.
To support you, 对呀，要你读书能够读完嘛，对不对？
Because he was there to support her for the studies.
但那是他父母的账号。但是呢，他跟他一起去中国的时候，这个女孩子二十多岁，一站到讲台上就是另一个人。
However, when once she stepped on the pope, I mean, sorry, the pulpit, she's a different person. You know, when she started to preach,
那个神的那个能力恩膏就在她的身上。
And then God's power and glory is on her, and then she's a different.
所以这个弟兄他敬畏神，后来他敬畏，他知道什么叫做跟随主。
So the brother, like you know, was in awe, you know, in awe of the Lord, you know, what the Lord has done. So, yeah.
那后来这个姐妹也很特别，就是说，她的日记里面给我们看结婚的时候，给关于她将来的对象什么东西，圣灵告诉她。
So this girl was very special, and she shared with us, in her journal, like the vision that she got from the Lord, how God is going to provide her a husband, you know, the details.
后来她在加拿大结婚。
And then later she got married in Canada.
现在应该在美国。
And now she's in the U.S.
Anyway, 就是当时我们跟随圣灵的时候，圣灵会让你一无所缺。
So when you follow Holy Ghost, you will lack nothing.
但是神会让你不断的给予。
And however God will want you to continue to give.
但是神要让你给一个人的时候，你不要生气，给他太多，或者他怎么用，不是你的事情。
So if God want you to give something to other person, do not doubt, do not think about how this person is going to spend the money.
你要对神要有信心。
You have to be, you know, have faith in God.
你给的时候是给神的。
When you give, you are giving to the Lord.
感谢主。但是圣灵，我们上次也讲的，就是别的恩赐也给你，启示的恩膏，各方面的恩赐都会给你。
And then last time we talked about that, Holy Spirit will also give you other spiritual gifts as well.
这是随着圣灵来的。
It comes with the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵给恩赐的目的呢，就是要来建造教会。
So the reason why Holy Spirit giving you all the gifts is for you to build the church.
要来传福音。
To spread the gospel.
因为今天有好多人在等着这个好消息。
Because a lot of people are waiting for the good news.
所以呢，就是鼓励大家，就是说耶稣这样大声喊，就是说非常非常重要。
So when Jesus crying out in this message, meaning that you know this message is very, very important for us.
就是你信我的人，我要把活水的江河要给你。
So those who believe in me, I will give you the living water.
这个江河两个字呢，它是用复数，原文用的是复数，不是单数，不是一条河，是很多条河。
So the living waters in the original text is a plural, is a multiple different kind of waters, like different kind of rivers. And,
you know,
meaning that different streams of waters or river will come to you.
是很丰富的。
It's abundant.
你将来你要成为一个，有可能你是一个 就是先知的广道。
So probably you can become a channel of, you know, to prophesy.
或者你是一个信心的广道。
Or you become a channel to, you know, give people faith.
或者你是一个就是神给你这个财务的管家。
Or maybe you become a very good a keeper of money.
那或者是别的方面。
Or maybe other areas.
但是呢，圣灵要把那个生命想要给你。
But first of all, Holy Spirit is going to give you life.
不管在什么环境里面，你有那个生命在你的里面。
No matter what circumstances you are in, you have the true life that is in you.
你会有那个爱在里面。
You have love that is in you.
你那个信心在里面。
Faith that is in you.
那个平安在你的里面。
And the peace that is in you.
那个喜乐在你的里面。
And joy.
哈利路亚，我们一起来祷告。
Hallelujah, let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you, we thank you.
主啊，今天我们再次的相信你的话语，是要让我们只继续不断的求那圣灵的江河。
So today, once again, we believe that your words is for us to continue to ask for the Holy Spirit.
主啊，因为你已经被钉在十字架上，你已经复活。
Because you have already crucified on the cross and you have resurrected.
你已经到父的那边去，把圣灵已经赐下来了。
You have already been gone to the Father's. You have sent down your Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们相信。
We believe.
你把更大的信心加给我们。
And you will give us the greater faith.
在以后的日子里面，我们更加信你的话。
In the life in the future to come, that we will believe you even more.
相信圣灵的带领。
And we believe the leadership of our Holy Spirit.
也追寻圣灵的带领。
And we also follow the Holy Spirit.
在以后的日子里面，不但我们能够站在这个地上，带着信心站在这个地上。
Not only we will stand firm on this earth with faith.
而且要继续为你做那美好的见证。
And we will continue to become a great testimonies of yours.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.